Welcome to another HCM Technology Reports Weekly Roundup via podcast. It's HR Tech, a blast of rock and roll, and the not safe for work twist of the Chad and Cheese, HR's most dangerous podcast. I'm Chad Soash. Yes, that Chad. The Chad who drives the editors to drink. Well, to be fair, that really doesn't take much. At least for Mark Pfeffer. Really, have you seen the dude in Vegas? Not a pretty sight.
Oh, look at me. I'm Chad.
Anyway, it's time for this week's top news in HR Tech. Diversity's big business. A new report says D&I solutions are a $100 million market. It's also a promising place for startups. Most of its vendors are less than 4 years old and have fewer than 50 headcount. The biggest chunk of these companies is working on talent acquisition products, and business is good. Last year, a quarter of them increased their revenues by at least 100%. But before you go thinking this is a gold rush, remember one thing. Every business leader and their mother say diversity is, quote unquote, the right thing to do. How many of them back it up with real money or resources? Not many. But since more people see a direct link between diversity and business results, more people think that could change. I'll believe it when I see it. And the only thing that will move the needle is actual hiring outcomes. So stop the warm and fuzzy, we care bullshit people and start to execute. That means attract and hire more diverse candidates. Now, if you're serious about diversity, equity, and inclusion, check out Crazy and the King. It's a real-world podcast that takes these issues head-on. That's Crazy and the King, wherever you listen to podcasts. Plug complete. Now, let's talk ethics. HireVue has set up an advisory board to make sure its AI development stays on the right side of the fence. It'll also advise the company on things like algorithmic bias. That's a phrase you don't hear very often, although Pfeffer says data scientists have been whispering those algo bias sweet nothings into his ears for about 4 or 5 years. That's sweet, Mark.
That's not what I wrote.
More than half of HR pros Oracle surveyed said they're perfectly capable of using prescriptive and predictive analytics. Their problem? Their executives and financial departments don't believe them. And guess what? I sure the fuck don't believe them either. HR and finance haven't ever really claimed to be BFFs and probably never will be, but nobody's arguing that they shouldn't work together more closely. Except finance. They're still pissed you didn't use the new cover sheet for your TPS report. Finally, Hire.com bought Pi, which builds assessment and screening tools for engineers. Hired says new products will result. The first called Hired Assessments offers online coding quizzes and a live code environment. Another helps companies show off benefits before interviews start. That's what I call recruitment, marketing, and engagement, baby. Well, that's it for this week. Stay on top of the tech employers use to recruit and manage their workforce. Visit hcmtechreport.com. Unbiased, written by real reporters, and only about the HR industry. That's hcmtechreport.com. Mark, it's 2019. You don't need the www anymore. And if you're a fan of HR and recruiting technology, snark, and a no-bullshit opinion, then subscribe to the Chad and Cheese, HR's most dangerous podcast, at chadcheese.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Oh yeah, Mark wants me to say hcmtechreport.com isn't snarky or mean like Chad and Cheese. It's a nice website with real reporters and shit. So Wash, out.
Such an asshole.